Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex Chaudhry, let's say hello to Brittany.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. Brittany went out with a guy named Forrest, and unfortunately, it did not work out, even though she felt strongly about it. We're going to try to get you some answers in a moment, but why don't you tell us about how you guys met and what's going on here?
We met online, and I'm just at the age where I'm tired of playing around, and I'm ready to settle down, and I have a lot to offer, and I'm a grown woman. I have my stuff together, so that's what I'm looking for in a man, and I thought I found a man who's in line with that. Like, he's career-driven and successful. He's at the same point I am, where we're dating with intention. We established pretty quickly off the bat that I thought we were off to the races. Like, I thought this was the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was so well-rounded and mature, and he was pretty open about his values and dreams, and I had no problem with the date conversation. Like, we had this great connection. Like, it wasn't surface-level stuff. It was, like, deep conversation, and we talked about important things. We were on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't see that there's any reason why he would ghost me.
Well, let's call Forrest and see what he has to say, and we'll hopefully get something that'll make you feel better.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, hello. Good morning, Forrest. Booker, Alex, and Audrey. Calling with Mix 94.7 Radio. We understand that this is really unusual, but we do a radio show, and we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, where we help out people that have been ghosted. And we are not on anyone's side here. We just want to make a conversation happen because we've got Brittany on the phone. She just told us about the awesome date that she thought she went on with you and really had great things to say about you. So she is just like, I don't know why I haven't heard from him. Will you guys help me? And that's what we do. So we thought we'd call you and see if you'd be willing to chat with us.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Will you give us your side of the story?
Yeah. I'll chat with you.
Okay. What did you think about Brittany?
I think Brittany was great. She's clearly very traditional, which is not like a bad quality or something, but it's just, I don't know. I guess it was the level in which she took it to is kind of, it was a bit intense.
Well, why don't you tell us your side of the date?
All right. I went to go pick her up, and, she walked over to the door and stopped in front of it. And, which I thought was kind of odd, but then we got to the car and she was standing in front of the car door. And so I had to be like, hey, what's going on? And she said, I'm going to stand here, until you open the door for me.
Did you?
Yeah, I got out and I did it. And it just kept happening over and over, instances like that. I did the same thing when we left. And I don't know, I guess throughout the date, she just kept like calling out and asked me to do things, you know, that I wasn't really used to doing, which made me kind of feel like an asshole. She wanted me to order for her when we sat down at the restaurant, which isn't a problem, but it was just like weird for me that she kept prompting me to do it, like standing in front of her chair until I pulled it out so she could sit down, or like holding her water glass in front of me when it was empty, expecting me to like refill it for her. And I don't know. That was all like little stuff. But like when the bill came, like she didn't reach for her purse or anything. And I was totally fine paying for the meal, but I don't know. It just, she expected me to pay for it. Right.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, I don't know. And then like after the restaurant, when we walked out, she waited by the passenger door of my car and just like stood there. And I honestly wanted to dare
her. You should have known at that point.
It like almost became a game. Like, is she really going to wait this whole time for me to open the door? And she really did. And I took her home. I was trying to be a gentleman, but I took her home. And even like on the walk, I'm telling you guys everything. She's like, you are going to walk me to the door. You are going to walk me in. Like, it wasn't a question. It was a demand.
Did you guys kiss or anything?
No, I didn't feel comfortable giving it.
You hear him? He's like, no. His tone, man.
It's like walking around on eggshells. Like, I worry I'm going to do something wrong. And I kind of hated the whole thing.
Well, okay. Brittany, what do you think about what Forrest just said?
I am just shocked. I mean, I'm just used to these days having a gentleman, you know? I thought I was gently teaching you things. Like, I know my worth. I know how I should be treated, and I thought you would be open to me teaching you, and even embarrassed, really, that I had to do it. You didn't apologize once for not doing the things that guys should be doing anyway. You should be opening doors. Mm. If anything, I probably shouldn't have followed up with you. I mean, if this is how you're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he felt like he was walking around on eggshells, and I don't think you should do that in any relationship, certainly on the first date.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And not saying either one of you is wrong. I'm just saying that it's a wrong match. You know what I mean? Just not right for each other.
Maybe my bar is too low having this conversation, because I would feel so uncomfortable like expecting a guy to do that. Like, I would never just go to a door and stand in front of it until he opened it.
Right.
You and I have been out many times together. You have ridden in my car many times. Do you remember whether or not I opened the door for you?
Well, you did. You're just trying to flex right now.
Exactly. Every damn time.
But I always reach for it myself first, because I'm not expecting that to happen every time.
Not just the door, but the car door every time.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah, because I'm a gentleman. You're not these gentleman. Little boys that you be messing around with. Anyway, Forrest, good luck to you. Brittany, now you know, and hopefully you can move on and find someone that matches your criteria.
Your womanly energy.
That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Nice way of putting it.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.